Nothing like a grocery store theme song. It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This afternoon, a Department of Consumer Affairs announced findings from a recent investigation, noting that Whole Foods has been overcharging customers for certain pre-packaged items. Well, they don't call it whole paycheck for nothing. This investigation centered around stores in New York City where inspectors said this was the worst case of mislabeling they had ever seen. Is it the same here in Chicago? Hard to tell. Joining me now is Crain's Chicago business reporter Bridget Sweeney. Bridget covers retail and advertising for Crain's. Bridget, welcome to the download.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for having me.
So what did this investigation actually center around?
Absolutely. So the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York apparently undertook a quote-unquote sting operation, their words, and looked at about 80 products at every Whole Foods store in New York and found that they were all kind of overweighted or, you know, overpriced for the weight on things like veggie platters, prepackaged meats, Panko, interestingly, which is kind of funny how you can kind of mispriced that, but it was pretty much every single item they tested was overweighted and therefore overpriced, and they were pretty upset.
So that's something that, I mean, this has been an issue for grocery stores in the past. I mean, there's a Department of Consumer Affairs that's making sure that the weights are sort of in the right frame.
Yeah, you know what? And actually, I was kind of surprised because I thought it was common practice that most, you know, deli counters and most, you know, areas of grocery stores did zero out the containers prior to weighing the food. And it was just kind of an obvious thing that no one had to worry about. But apparently, a lot of places do it incorrectly. Whole Foods actually just paid $800,000 to settle an issue with the state of California for the same exact thing.
So is that the outcome? Is the outcome that there will be some sort of lawsuit and then they have to pay out hundreds of thousands of dollars? Or do they sort of what is the punishment to Whole Foods for overcharging?
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. You would presume just based on kind of typical corporate behavior that they would just settle the case, and $800,000 is, you know, not that much money to Whole Foods. But, you know, they have kind of spoken out strongly against these findings to the New York press. They have said that they, you know, very strongly disagree with the findings. They think the consumer affairs demands for, you know, settlements and fines are outrageous. And they say that it was nothing intentional and it was not nearly as egregious as the consumer affairs people say it was.
Now, the big question here in Chicago, I mean, this was in New York City, but as you just mentioned, you know, a settlement before in California. So far, you know, there hasn't been any sort of talk about this kind of practice happening in Chicago stores.
Right. But there's a few things that make you wonder. And again, I certainly can't speak to that. You know, I barely just reached out to Whole Foods and no one from their press team was able to get back to me. But the two things that make me think maybe it is not geographically restricted is obviously the California case. And then the items that were affected, especially like say the veggie platters, the issue was that they were all priced out at $20, but a lot of them had, you know, 0.25 less of pounds less of the carrots and the broccoli. So it's, you know, they were trying to be efficient and just price everything the same. And I know for a fact, as a probably idiotic purchaser of the expensive veggie trays frequently, that they cost $20. And so I'm sure I've gotten only $18 worth of veggies at some point.
You cover retail, you cover advertising, but for Crain's, I mean, what is something like this when you get sort of big news stories that sort of quickly, you know, sort of like wildfire hit everybody's Facebook feed? What does it do for the store's image and credibility when it comes to customers?
Well, clearly it's quite bad. It's particularly bad for Whole Foods at this exact moment in their existence, as they are very consciously and publicly trying to pivot from whole paycheck to, you know, a more moderate mainstream grocer that could even compete with Trader Joe's. You probably have seen the headlines in the past couple weeks that they've been talking about this kind of new mysterious concept. They're trying to open new stores that will cater to millennials and to, you know, urbanites and smaller stores, more convenience. And they're going to be called 365 after the 365 generic line that's lower priced and, you know, appealing to people. Anyway, that if they are overcharging for everything, people are going to be suspicious. They're going to be rolling their eyes. They're going to be, you know, saying, oh, man, this place is, we already always knew it was a ripoff, and now they're actually purposely trying to swindle us, and any kind of support for these lower-priced stores may be stalled.
Developing story. Bridget Sweeney, Crain's Chicago business reporter, covers retail and advertising. Thanks for coming on the download tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.